This is the KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Gavin Dahl. More doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are on the way to Colorado. Governor Jared Polis says that as part of President Biden's pledge of 100 million doses in the first 100 days in office, the state is slated to receive another large shipment of both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines next week. Late last week, the Colorado Department of Public Health announced it will no longer be using curative polymerase chain reaction, or PCR testing, in several capacities, including congregate settings. The Food and Drug Administration has cited concerns about the accuracy of the curative laboratory test in producing false negative results. The San Miguel County Public Health Department is pausing their use of curative testing for COVID-19, according to the Telluride Daily Planet, as the state reevaluates the efficacy of the testing and provides alternative solutions. Colorado joins four other states in easing licensing requirements for medical graduates from other countries to practice medicine here during the pandemic. Governor Polis sought to tap this talent pool, signing an executive order in April that allowed more med school graduates to practice under supervision for 6 months with special temporary licenses. A company in Denver that has been selling personal protective equipment at a 250% markup has reached a settlement with the state attorney general's office. Nationwide Medical Supply Incorporated agreed Monday to pay $70,000 to the state and stop charging excessively for its products. The company must also stop making misleading claims on the efficacy of its masks and respirators. The settlement follows a bill passed by the state legislature last year that prohibits price gouging during a public health emergency. Montrose County School District publishes student and staff COVID counts daily on their dashboard at mcsd.org. It's part of their effort to keep families informed about the goal of offering in-person learning as safely as possible during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, MCSD Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins says the district is providing at-home rapid COVID testing to employees.
We are making sure that all student-facing employees are able to test for COVID at home every 5 days. This will be a rapid test that the CDPHE says the positive results are reliable. In the event a staff member gets a negative test, then we're going to ask them to notify their principal and then also pursue a PCR test, which we provide all staff and students with school exposure with a free drive-through PCR test and have done so for the last several months, and we'll continue to do that throughout the year. But now staff will have the ability to get a test result in 15 minutes or less, and will have that peace of mind to know that they're not asymptomatic carriers of the virus.
PCR testing has been considered the gold standard for detecting infection. Now, using simple free nasal swab test kits and free telemedicine appointments makes COVID testing more accessible than ever within the district. School superintendents heard from the governor at the start of the semester that Colorado is one of three states in the nation with early access.
It's a partnership with the Colorado Department of Health and Environment and Binax Now.
Jenkins says vaccinations for teachers are expected to begin here in March, and the district is in preliminary discussions with Montrose County Public Health about offering a school vaccination clinic for all school staff. The Biden administration is planning to put the brakes on new oil and gas leases on public lands. Mark Dugan of KSUT Public Radio looks at what that means for one drilling proposal in the San Juan National Forest of Southwest Colorado.
The planned moves will freeze the sale of all new leases on more than 700 million acres of federal and tribal land. That would fulfill a campaign promise from Joe Biden, but it's already being met with stiff resistance and legal threats from the industry. A federal moratorium and legal review will leave many proposals in limbo. One of them is in the HD Mountains, about 25 miles east of Durango. A proposal calls for a network of new wells, pipelines, and a compressor station, but it's dependent on federal lease sales of 10 different parcels in the range. Some of the land around the mountains is already dotted with pump jacks, and a large compressor facility sits just outside of the town of Bayfield. But proposals of this magnitude haven't been seen in more than two decades.
We have been involved in this since the beginning of the 1990s.
Terry Fitzgerald has lived at the base of the HDs for more than 50 years.
We're not surprised, believe me, that they came back after all these years to strike this over again.
She and some other residents are opposed to the new development plans. Fitzgerald lives about 4 miles from the existing compressor station, and the new one would be about 2 miles away. Her and her husband, Jim, worry about the effects of noise and pollution. There's also a general uncertainty that hangs over them.
The agony or the feeling of doom or whatever you want to call it, what will next year bring? Should I start that new pasture? Should I add on to my house? Am I going to have to move?
The HD Mountains are teeming with wildlife and Native American cultural resources, but the range is also part of the San Juan Basin. It sits atop a vast reserve of coal bed methane, a kind of natural gas. Among the parcels in the HD Mountains lease sale is one on National Forest land just a half mile away from Chimney Rock National Monument. That's an area rich with ancestral Puebloan ruins. Jimbo Buwickerud with the conservation group San Juan Citizens Alliance says an eventual lease sale could turn the area around Chimney Rock into an industrial site.
These are places that would be inevitably visible. You could hear them. They disturb probably the night skies and the quiet.
The latest proposals for the HDs have been in the works for years, but they've only recently come into public view through required comment periods. Jimbo Buwickerud wants to know why they're proceeding as natural gas markets are at near historic lows.
But somehow we're kind of pushing ahead for these lease sales when the price of them is probably not going to be that great. By doing so, we're prioritizing natural gas fossil fuel development at this time when we're trying to move away from fossil fuels.
But in a statement to KSUT, Christy Zeller, executive director of the Durango-based oil and gas advocacy group, the Energy Council, said that, quote, while the price of gas is low, the San Juan Basin is still an incredible asset. The federal mineral development is an important source of income, not only to the federal government, but also extremely important to local governments and schools, unquote. The moves by the Biden administration to limit new drilling on public lands is causing worry among oil and gas producers. The Denver-based Western Energy Alliance, in a press release, called a ban on leasing and permitting a, quote, death sentence to the industry in the West. They promised to challenge it in court. Biden's orders are also being met with concern among at least one Native American community. The Ute Indian tribe of the Uinta and Ouray Reservation formally urged the administration to exempt all tribal lands from the ban. Caught between all this, the HD Mountains. The Forest Service has been reviewing comments, and a sale was supposed to happen early this year. Executive orders and lawsuits are being readied at the national level. But from their home in the shadow of the HDs, Terry and Jim Fitzgerald wait. What keeps them there?
The mystery of the place.
But most of all, it's the sense of community among a small group of people who live in an area that could change drastically, depending on the political winds.
It's something that you just don't want to lose.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local independent public media.